Okay, let's get into Yevamos Daf Yud, Yerushalmi, and we are on Tesma Beis. We're in the middle of the Sugya Rabbi Shimon before we get into the next Mishnah, Be'ezus Hashem. So we're talking about Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon Shita says there's a limitation for the Sugya, for the Erva of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo. Rabbi Shimon for sure says that if the third brother was born, Levi, we're calling them brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven's the first brother. And Reuven dies, and then Shimon is going to do Yibum or Maimar to Reuven's wife. And then so at some point Levi is born. So if Levi is born after Shimon does Yibum, then for sure, Rabbi Shimon says, then that's not Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo. He was born as the Gemara's Lashon is. He was Matzah Beheter. He found her Beheter, and therefore there's no problem. He could marry, and once Shimon dies, he could marry the first wife, he could marry the second wife. It's all Nefila from Shimon. And don't compare that to any other Isser that, when he was born, all of a sudden a woman had been an Amana, but she had been a Grusha 10 years ago. That's not removed. Or it was some other, issue. It was Eishes Ach Meha'im. It was his maternal. The Isserim don't disappear. This special sugya of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo, right, that type of Isser disappears if there's another Eishes Ach that takes him b'yibam. Okay, so that's what we had. So then we discussed what would Rabbi Shimon say. Rabbi Shimon holds that. He's going, as we said, he's going on the Reisha. Rabbi Shimon on the bottom of Tesman Aleph, when he says, you can do Yibam whatever you want, he's going on the Reisha. It's going on the case where Shimon, the second brother, had done Yibam. But if Shimon had only done Maimar, if Shimon had only done Maimar, then it's more tricky, right? Then it's more tricky because, Rabbi Shimon says, as we, noted on the, yesterday's daf, there are three different shitas, what, Maimar is, right? The Tanakhama holds Maimar is kone b'miksas. Rabbi Shimon says Maimar is either kone totally or kone nothing, right? How do you understand the drasha? Is it mefurish in the pasuk or is it not mefurish at all in the pasuk? And then we have this third shita, which we didn't focus on really, Rabbi Zeman Arach, who said Maimar is kone kinyin gamar b'yavama. But within Rabbi Shimon, if Shimon does Maimar to Reuven's wife. So, you know, it might be that Shimon is totally married to her now. If Maimar is Kona totally married, and therefore Shimon could do Yimar Chalitza, whatever he wants. But maybe Maimar is Kona nothing. If Maimar is Kona nothing, then Eishes Reuven, who had Maimar done to her, but the Maimar was meaningless, and therefore Eishes Reuven is still Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo to Levi, and therefore that's an Erva, but never married to Shimon. So Shimon's other wife is Mutter to Levi, period. So that's what we discussed yesterday. And then the Gemara ended off with what's the halacha of the Ba'alas Hama'amar, according to Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, the Mishnah spoke about what Rabbi Shimon holds Levi could do. Levi could do to the third wife. Let's call it the second wife. The first wife is the one that fell from Reuven. And the second wife, the Shnia, as the Gemara calls, is the original Eishes Shimon. So what's the halacha with Eishes Shimon, the Shnia? That was what the Gemara said earlier. But now the Gemara says, what would Rabbi Shimon say about the Ba'alas Hama'amar? Right? So the Braisa said, this is the Braisa, that the first wife, Rishona, right, there's Chalitza done, right? We can't do Yibam because if Maimar is not Kona, according to Rabbi Shimon, then this is just Eishes Ach, Shol Hayibalamo. But the second wife, the Shnia, you could do Yibam or Chalitza. Yibam or Chalitza. And that's Rabbi Shimon's line. Bi'asa v'chalitza shel achas mehen potera sarasa. Right, if you do Bi'ar Chalitza to the Shnia, and what about the first wife? Chalitza. Right, Vim Chalitza. The Ba'alas Hama'amar, you do Chalitza. But if Chalitza, even though Chalitza is done, you still need Chalitza for the second wife. Why? Because maybe the Chalitza is meaningless, because maybe this is Eishes Ach Shlohaya Balamo. Right? Maybe Shimon's Maimar was meaningless. So that's what the Gemara said. So that's the Machlokas, it's going to be Shimon, and the Tanakhama is, can Levi do Yibam with the Tzara? Right, with the other wife. Tanakhama says, of course not. No, it's Isra of Eishes Ach, because Maimar is only Kona b'Miksas. There's Miksas that is still Eishes Ach Shlohayu Balamo, so Levi cannot do anything, cannot do Yibum for sure. And Rabbi Shimon would say Mutter. Rabbi Shimon would say Levi could do Yibum with Eishes Shimon. So now the Gemara asks about 8 lines up from the bottom, Atesma Beis, Manafik Bibineon. Is there any other Nafkamina? That's how Rabbi Chaim Kadievsky asked the question, right? Is there any other Nafkamina, Maklomer, Ma'o Nafkamina, Bein Rabbanan and the Rabbi Shimon. What, is there any other why? Da Shapri Ikan Afkamina, Beinim is already Nafkamina that we said. That according to the Rabbanan, the Shnia, look at Shnia means the second wife involved. Ashes Shimon. Ashes Shimon's original wife that's from the beginning. So the Rabbanan say she cannot do Yibim because Rabbi Shimon she can't do Yibim. So is there any other Nafkaminas? The Gemara comes up with two other Nafkaminas. What about this case? Chalatz the Rishona Ubal Ashniya. What if Levi? This is all talking about Levi. The third brother. The third brother did Chalitza to the first wife, meaning the one that had been Ashes Ruvain, and then Shimon had done Maimar to her. So what's the halacha there? What happens if he did Chalitza to the first wife and he had Bia with the second wife? Ubal Ashniya. So what is the halacha there? So we said, remember we said, according to Rabbi Shimon, you know, Bia with the second wife is not a problem. Mimanavshach. So we'll see. So Aldaita, but according to this case, Aldaita Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, as we said, Bias Erva. That's Bias Erva. Why? Because, Bia with the second wife, what if the, right, Mimer is only Kone B'miksas, and therefore, Ashes Ruvain, the Rishona, is still Ashes Ach, right? Ashes Ach Shalohaya Balamo. And therefore, the tzara is tzaras eishes ach shlo hayibalamo, and therefore there's a bias erva. Right? Maimer is only kodeh b'miksas, so it's still tzaras erva. Atad Reb Shimon ain't a bias erva. Kodeh Reb Shimon, it's not bias erva. Kodeh Reb Shimon, it's not. If Maimer, as Rechai Gideonsky explains, if Maimer is not kona at all, then he's not tzara. Eishes Ruvi is not married to Shimon, and Shimon's wife is just, she's not a tzara to anybody. And if Maimer is kona, so therefore they are co-wives, and chalitza of Rabbi Shimon, right, the chalitza that Levi did to the first wife, is significant because the Maimer was Kona. Now this is really Ashes Shimon. Shnia lo koya la balav. So then, what's the second wife? So then that's Achos Chalutzaso, which is a stelosase, and therefore it is not going to create mamzeris. So it's not going to be a bias erva. So according to Rabbi Shimon, either way, it's going to be not mamzeris, not a bias erva. Again, it could be that it's mutter, it could be that it's a losase. But that's the first nafkamina that we say. Again, in the case where Levi first did chalitza with the Rishona, right, with the woman that had been Ashes Ruvain, and that now Ashes, maybe Ashes Shimon, so, and then Bia on the second one. So what about this case? What if he has Bia with both? Bala Rishona, Ubala Shnia. So what do we say there? So Aldaita Rabbanan. Rabbanan said there's a Bias Erva on the second one, there's a Bias Erva on the first one for sure also. That's not just Saras Erva, that's Erva. Harishona Bias Erva. According to Rabbanan, the first is a Bias Erva, that's Ashes Akshal Hayabalamo, because Maimer is only Kona B'miksas, and therefore there's Miksas that's for sure not Kona. So it's coming straight from Ruvain. Vashnia, and according to the Rabbanan, Vashnia Tzricha Get V'chalitza. And according to the second one that you did, if, meaning it's the Maimer was Kona B'miksas, but the second one is going to need to get and chalitza. Why? Explains the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The inu sphirle, the Rabbanan hold, the Maimer kone umeshayer, is kone a little bit. Ula oso tzad sheshier, and according to the part that there was no, right, shier, so according to the part that there was shier, right, meaning it wasn't kone, if it wasn't kone, so then this woman, the Rishona, is not, right, it's Eishach HaVzalei Ba'alamo, right, so it's Erva, and therefore, Kana Bibi Aso, so then Shimon's wife, right, Shimon's wife is just Shimon's wife, right, the first wife is not married to him at all, the second wife, so therefore the Bia is going to work for the second one, and therefore you can need to get out of that. But Umiul Paka Zika Bekach, but you don't say, oh, the Zika is Paka, why? The Kivashi Bia Psula Lohani Libam. But it's a Bia Psula because the first one you had done Bia with also. Right? Velopaka Zika Bakach. And therefore, by a Bia Psula, by an inferior type of Bia, that does not remove the Zika. That's going to come up later in the Masechta Baruch Hashem. And therefore, you need a Chalitza also. So according to the Rabbanan, you need Bia, that's a Bias Erva for both. The Rishona and the Shnia. And the second one needs Get and Chalitza. Aldaiti Rabbi Shimon, Shtei and Srichas Get. According to Rabbi Shimon, they both require a get, meaning not chalitza. Why? Harishona, the first one was, if Rabbi Shimon says the Maimer is either kona totally or not kona at all. If Maimer is kona totally, so then both these women are falling to him from Shimon, and therefore both Yibam's work. So Harishona, Tzricha Get Shema Kana Maimer. and therefore they're both from Shimon, and he did Yibum to the first one, and therefore he needed to get. Vashniya tzricha get, and the second one needs to get. Why? Because maybe Maimer was not Kona, and he's only married to the second one. Shema Kona Yibum. Right, and therefore the Karmadei Day is in. Klomer, Shema Lo Kona Maimer, and the Kona Yibum for the second one. But add in one more line there that we have to say. So why doesn't the Shniya need Chalitza? Why doesn't the Shniya need Chalitza? Why? Because maybe the first one was totally not connected at all, if Maimer was not Kona. Right? So why wouldn't the second one need Chalitza? So you have to add in a line. So again, Rabbi Shimon, if Maimer was not Kona, so then the second one is just his wife. Right? That's Yibum. Therefore, you don't need Chalitza because he did Yibum. Fully Levi's wife. And if Shema Kona Maimer, if Maimer was Kona, so therefore both these women are falling from Shimon, so then he did Yibum with the first woman. He did Yibum with the first woman, so remember, by if you have five wives, Yibum or Chalitza of one of them, pathers all the other women. So Nifteres, add in a word here, Nifteres me Chalitza bebias chaverta. So then Shimon's original wife, the Shnia, doesn't have to do Chalitza because there was Bia done. If there was Bia done to the first wife, so then that would pater the second wife. Again, Mimanafshach. If Maimer is not Kona, then all she needs is a get. And if Maimer is Kona, then she's Nifteres from the Yibum of the first wife. Okay. So that was all Rabbi Shimon. One more section to this discussion, and that is, we asked in the middle of yesterday's daf, what does Rabbi Shimon say about the Ba'alas Hama'amar? Ba'alas Hama'amar, and what does he say about the third, the Bia that he does, or the what is he allowed to do with Eishes Shimon, the Shnia? So the Gemara said, he could do Yibim or Chalitza. That's what the Braisa said. He could do Yibim or Chalitza. That's the language of the Braisa. Biyasa v'chalitza so shalachas me'an potera sarasa. So now the Gemara is going to quote a different Braisa. Maybe Rabbi Shimon would aser to having Bia with Eishes Shimon. Rabbi Zu'o, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Sheishes, Tani, Taman, Devi, Rabbi Shimon, Shten Asuros. Even the Shnia. So the Gemara says, why is that? Remember, Rabbi Shimon says, Mimanavshach. So Vakasha, Kana, Maimar, why would Rabbi Shimon say, again, what's the case? The Gemara says that what Rabbi Shimon say in the case where Reuven dies, Shimon does Maimar to Asher's Reuven, and then Levi is born. So that's the case that we'll be talking about the whole time. So up until now, we've been assuming that Levi is allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza with Asher's Shimon. With Asher's Shimon, because Bimanavshach, either she is not a Tzara, and she's the only wife, or she is a Tzara, but they're both fully married, because Maimar is Kona totally. So why? This, all of a sudden, the Braisa comes along and says, no, he can't do Yibum. He can't have Bia with Eishes Shimon, with Shnia. Why? Vakasha. Kana Mamar, if Kona Maimer was Kona, and therefore they're both wives of Shimon now. Shtehen Mutaras, they're both mother. Lo Kana Maimer, if Maimer wasn't Kona, if what Shimon did wasn't Kona, Elazika, and all there is the Zika to the Eishes Ruvain. So then Vakasha's then, Mimanavshach also, it depends whether we hold, we referred to this yesterday, Yesh Zika, if Zika is considered like a marriage or not. Kana Zika, if Zika is considered like a marriage, then Shtehen Mutaros, then it's just like we just said, like Maimer being Kona. Lo Kana Zika, if Ain Zika, so then what? Then Rishon Asur, the first one, is Eishes, the Maimer did nothing, and Eishes Ach Shalohaya Balamo, so she's out of the picture, Vashtehen Mutaros, and Shnia is the only one that's no fellas Leibim. So Bimanavshach, why would this Braisa say that, according to Rabbi Shimon, Levi cannot do Yibum with Eishes Shimon. So the Gemara says, maybe, you're right, Shimon says Maimer is either all or nothing, but maybe he agrees Zika, Yesh Zika, is like the Rabbanan's Maimer, which is Mixas. Shema Zikas Rabbi Shimon Kemaimer the Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Shimon agrees to a Mixas, and whenever there's a Mixas, remember, then you're stuck. Kemad the Rabbanan Amrin, Maimar kona umeshayer, just like your abundant hold, Maimar is kona bimixas, right? It leaves over a little bit. Kenamar zika kona umeshayeres. So the Rabbi Shimon hold, zika is kona umeshayeres. So does that work? The Gemara says again, if you say mimanavshach, if you think about it logically, you should say that it still should work. Vakasha. Tzad, we're going to flip the two words, one word here. Vakasha. So we're saying that according to Rabbi Shimon, zika is kona bimixas. But again, go through the logic. Tzat Shimon did Maimar to Eishes Ruvain. No, He did. She did. If she did Maimar, then it's all or nothing. There was no Maimar done. There's just Zika. So the Gemara said, if Zika is a marriage, then it's just like if it's fully married. And if Zika isn't a marriage, then it's nothing. So the Gemara saying, no, maybe it's partial. So Vakasha, Sad Shekona Zika. So the Gemara is saying, why should that make it even worse? The part of Yezika is Kona B'miksas. So the part of Yezika that is Kona, so then Kenegdo, Heter B'tzara. So then, if you say Yezika, the Miksas, that's marriage, so then this woman is fully married to Shimon, and then he should have no problem with doing Yibum on to one of the two wives. Sad Shelo Kona Zika, and if you say the side that's Ein Zika, so then this woman, Eishes Ruvain, is not married to Shimon at all, it's just an Erva, and therefore the regular wife, the Shnia, the wife of Shimon, should be Mutter connected to Heter B'tzara. So either way, right, if the partial marriage should only cause a problem for Eishes Ruvain, right, maybe she's still Eishes Ruvain, but for Eishes Shimon, it shouldn't be a problem. So Amar Shammai, v'chi manafshach ba'arayas, what, you don't say manafshach ba'arayas, meaning in either case, if you think about the logic, it should be Mutter. So my kedun, right, so what do you say here? Right, Mike Kadun says the Karbada Eid, the Klomer, Mike Amar, Havadi Amrinan Manavshach B'chala Torah. You use the logic of Mimanavshach always. Umayshtar Raya Zolo, why don't you say here, Mimanavshach, if you think about it, Levi should be Mutter to have Bia with Eishes Shimon. So Gemara comes up with a Chiddush. Kehid Amar Rabbi Acha, B'shem Rabbi Bun, Barchia, Chal Yevama, She'en Kula Lefnim. A woman who doesn't fall totally to Yibum, even if partially she should fall to Yibum, Sarakani Sheba Nidum L'shem Erva. The tzad that's nikne, even though it shouldn't be this way, but if there's half that's good, half that's Nofels L'yibum, and half that's not, even though either way exclusively shouldn't cause a problem, because this woman has half a status, it's a problem. Let's read it. Sarakani Sheba Nidum L'shem Erva, Ve'erva Poter Sarasa. What does this mean? So Rav the Stipler's, right, Yaakov Sokolievsky's Ha'aris in the back, he explains it as Eishes Ruvain, as we said, Eishes Ruvain, let's say, the Zika. So Zika is Kone B'miksas, according to Rabbi Shimon. So Eishes Ruvain is half Kanu L'Shimon, and that Tzad is Nofel L'Yibam L'Levi. And half not Kone, right, L'Shimon, and that Tzad is not Nofel L'Yibam. So if Isha isn't fully Nofel L'Yibam, she's Nachsheves L'Erva. Right, that's the Chiddush of this line. She's half, if she's, Zika is Kani, then she's Nofelis Liyibum. If it's not Nikne, so then you would say though, that, so who cares? So either way, he won't touch her. He'll just do something with the other wife. No. But since it's half not Nikne, so it's half Erva, so we say that's Mashpia. It gives her the status of Kula Erva, and therefore even the Tsari is not allowed. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Gemar. Adkan dealing with Maimar and Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanim. Now let's get into new topic. Says the Mishnah, Halacha Gimel, Klal Amar B'Yivama. We referred to this earlier. There's a rule by Yibam. Yibam, as we said, only matters Eishes Ach. But if there's any other Isser involved, if it's an Isser Erva, then there's no even Zika. But if it's not an Erva, it's less serious of an Isser. Kol Shehi Asura Isser Erva. Lo Chalez Lam Ziyabemes. That's what we said in the first Mishnah. If it's an Isser Erva, there's no Zika. But Isser Mitzvah, the Isser Kedusha, if it's lesser of an Isser Mitzvah, which we'll assume, the Gemara might flip it, but Gemara is saying, let's say an Isser Durabanan, or an Isser Kedusha, it's Almana L'Kohen Gadol, Grusha Chalus L'Kohen Hedya, the Gemara is going to say, it's a lower level, so there's a Mitzvah of Yibum, but there's other Isurim, Chaleses Lomas Yabamas. Chalises are not Yibum. So we had in the first parag that is an Isser, sounds like it's a Drusha Daraisa. Probably seem to say maybe it's a Durabanan, but that's the din. You do chalitza, not yibam. There is a zika, but the zika, you can't do yibam, because you're not allowed to violate the other isurim. So we'll get back to that. And the Gemara then, the Mishnah then says the line, which again we had earlier, achosa shehi yavimta, o chaletz is omis yabemes. If you have three brothers, right, two brothers are married to sisters, but one of those sisters is also an erva for a different reason to Levi. So you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, and Shimon's wife is Levi's daughter. So then when Reuven and Shimon die, the two sisters, right, they're falling from two different husbands. So you might say that there's two different husbands, but they're each Acho Zekukaso, which we're going to get to later as an Isser. You can't marry Acho Zekukaso, so you do Chalitza. So you might say, one second, but this is not Acho Zekukaso, because one of them is also an Erva. Right? One of them is Levi's daughter. So in that case, the Mishnah says, Achosa Shehi Yavimta, Achosa, the sister that's a Yavimta, but it's one of the Arayas. Ochaletz Omas Yavemes, right? Even Yibum can be done. Right? That's what the Karbana Eid explains. Right? Kago Chenafu Lashte Achios Mishne Achim. Viha Achas Asurival Alabishim Erva, Choletz Omas Yavemes, Dahashta Lopaga Bachazukukaso. This is not Achazukuka. The Erva loves Zukukaso. Because the daughter, one of the sisters is Levi's daughter, so she's not Zakuk at all. So there's only one woman who is Nofelis, Liyibum. Says the Gemara, Klal Amu, Biyavama Kalshi Asura Vechulu, and the last line we just said, Achosa Shi Yivimta. So I'm Rabbi Seira, Adana Taman, while I was in Bavel, Afkinan Arba Esrei, then we went through 14 out of the 15 in the first Mishnah. Min Da'ad Achosa Shi Yivimta Misyabemes. This last line of the Mishnah, where you could come up with two sisters, one of them is an additional erva to the third brother, or you could come up with a case, you could conjure up a case with 14 out of the 15 women, right? I just have the case of daughter, but it could be mother-in-law, it could be any of the cases. Chutz mibito, the only one, Rabbi Zeira says, that in Bavel they couldn't figure out, except for daughter. It can't be that there are two sisters, and one of them also happens to be the daughter of Levi. Why? Because how could you ever have a case with a daughter of Levi that's, that Levi's daughter's sister will also be an erva to Levi, right? You could have two sisters and only one of them is a daughter to Levi. The other one, you know, how could you figure it out? It could also be an erva. So I couldn't figure that one out, how that one could fit into this last line of this Mishnah. This Akin Lahacha, but when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, right, Talmud Yerushalmi, Shamina Lahacha, the Tani Rabbi Chiya. I heard Rabbi Chiya say a braisa. He came up with a case of Bito, the Tani Rabbi Chiya, Bito Me'anusaso. Oh, what if Levi lived with a woman out of wedlock and had a daughter? And that daughter has a maternal sister, not related to Levi, right? Because Levi, it's not Bas Ishto, right? Because Bito Me'anusaso is not an erva. So that's the case where Levi lives with a woman out of wedlock and has a daughter, and that daughter has a maternal sister, and those two sisters marry Reuven and Shimon. Right, Bito Mianosasa Nesua Lachem Me'aviv Vila Achos Me'aim Me'ishacher, and that girl has a sister from a different a different father Nesua Lachem Hasheni Umeis Melobanim Ariza Asa Bebito Umoter Bachosa. So that's how you can come up with it. Hadehi Achosa She Yivimta Misyabemes. So that's the case. You come all fifteen. You could have this last line of the Mishnah modifying every case of the first Mishnah. Says the Gemara. So pshita hada milsa. So again, the first part of our Mishnah. So you have a man who dies, and he has two wives. One of the wives is an iser drabanan to the brother. One of them is an iser lav to the other brother. So we say that the iser erva or iser, we say the iser mitzvah or the iser kedusha has to do chalisa not yibam. So said the Gemara. Pshita hada milsa iser mitzvah iser kedusha chalas niftar atzarasa. We know if the man did chalitza to this iser, so then niftara tzarasa, right? Then if chalitza is done like he's supposed to do, so then the tzara is off hook. Because again, you only have to do, that's a chalitza midaraisa, and the other woman is off the hook, right? The zika disappears. But what happens if ma ba'aleha? What if he does yibam to her? He's not supposed to do yibam to her. It's an iser. So do we say that the tzara is still niftara, because mida araisa there is a zika liyibam, or do we say no? There's no zika legabe yibam. There's a zika legabe requiring chalitza. I mean, how do you understand that drasha that we had earlier? It's a din daraisa that these women don't do yibam. So is that knocking out the zika related to yibam? And even if yibam is done, the other wife is going to need something, right? She's not going to be off the hook or not. So that's the question. So machlokas. Rabbi Yossi Amar is Palgan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Right, go with the gears of the carbon Eda. Rabbi Lazar Amar, lo niftara tzarasa. No, the tzara is not pottered. Unbelievable chiddush. Right, there's a zika da'araisa, lagabe chalitza, not lagabe yibam. Right, this is one exception to the rule called ha'ola lazeh, ola lazeh. Rabbi Yochanan Amar niftara tzarasa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's an iser, but it would work. Rav Shammai, that's that gear that we had. Rav Shammai machalif shmur. Rav Shammai flips. Rav Shammai says Rav Elazar is the one that says niftara, and Rav Yochanan says lo niftara, and mistavra al Rav Shammai. And Rav Shammai's gear makes sense. The b'chol asar Rav Elazar samach l'Rav Chiya Rabba, because l'chora he follows his Rebbe Rav Chiya Rabba. The Tani Rav Chiya iser mitzvah iser kedusha chalatz la uba aleha niftara tzarasa. Even Bia would be effective. Fine. What are these now? So, Isser Mitzvah, Shniyos. Isser Mitzvah, the Mishnah says, Shniyos. Isser mitzvah means shnios, the isurei d'rabbanan. We're going to have a whole list. The isurei of arayas mid'rabbanan that the rabbanan added on. Shnios. Midivri sofrim. Isser kedusha. Isser kedusha means almana l'kohen gadol, gusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. Right? Isurim that flow from the higher level of kedusha of a kohen. Mamzeres v'nesina l'Yisrael, or other isurei lavin, a mamzeres or nesina. Remember the nesina was the nation in Yoshua Paraktes that pretended to be from far away because they didn't want Yeshua to drive them out and destroy them. And then it was all a fake. And instead, interesting, the Rishonim deal with, why don't you just say the whole thing was a toas of accepting them? The promise was betoas. No, but Yeshua kept his promise and just made them chot ve'etz of Yeshua v'imayim. So there's an Isser d'Rabbanan. There's an Isser from Yeshua, right? Could be a daraisa including, in terms of they're one of the Shiva Amamin. Mamzeres v'nesina l'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, and Asa l'Mamzer. One of those are Chayvi Lavin. So Gemara says, why are they called what they are called? It's Isser Mitzvah. Why is Isser Mitzvah Arayas Midivrei Sofrim? Why would you get that categorization? Why is an Isser Rabbanan called Mitzvah? Mitzvah Menatar, Lashmo, it's Divrei Sofrim. It's a Mitzvah Daraisa to listen to the Rabbanan. Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim, right? Al Pia Torah, Sher Yarucha, Lo Sasur, Mitzvah to listen to the Rabbanan. Right, big discussion. Rambam, Lo Sasser, Durabanan Zadaraisis. The Isser Kedusha, Amana Lakohen Gadol, Gurja Chalusa Lakohen Hadyot. Isser Kedusha has to do with these Isurim, having to do with Viki Dashto, has to do with the Kedusha of a Kohen. Yes, Lechem Alokechu Makriv. You might say that the last two in the Mishnah also have to do with Kedusha, because it has to do with Kedusha's Yisrael. This, the Mechalfin, others flip it from what the Mishnah said. That Isser Mitzvah is Amana Lakohen Gadol, Gurja Chalusa Lakohen Hadyot. Why? Because the end of Vayikra, which is Sefer Torah's Kohanim, says, Eile HaMitzvos. Everything in the Sefer is categorized in Eile HaMitzvos. The Kol Sham, or the Kol Shem, Mitzvah Achas. The Isser Kedusha, Arayis Midivrei Sofrim. And Isser Kedusha is the Arayis Midrabanan. Why? Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, V'lam HaSlam HaKakas, HaParashas Arayis, LaParashas Kedoshim. Why? Then the Bachremos is all the Arayis, then you have Kedoshim to you. V'lametcha, Shekol Mishu, Parish, Min Arayis, Nikra Kadosh, to teach me that Prisham in Arayis, it's called Kadosh, right? That is Rashi Shita. The Rashi goes to that Medrash, right? The Ramban is famous in Kedoshim Tiyu. Perushim, right? The novel Bershas HaTorah, right? Kadesh Asmecha B'Mutterlach, but he argues the Rashi, because Rashi just quotes this Chazal, that the Kadosh is Perushim Min Ha'arayas, so Min Ha'erva. The Ramban says it has to be something more than that, but that's the juxtaposition of the Psukim, and Rashi just quotes that. Where do you see that Kedusha has to do with Perushim Min Ha'arayas? Besides that juxtaposition, the following, Shekein Shunamis, Omeres Leisha, the Isha Shunamis, where Elisha stayed, says to her husband, Hinei no yadati, Isha lokim kadoshu. I know he's an Ish kadosh. The Gemara first quotes, what's the who? Amar Rav Yonah, kadosh who? Vein Talmido kadosh. His Talmud Gechazi, one of the people who might have lost his Olam Haba, Mishnah Sanhedrin, he is kadosh, he Elisha, but not his Talmud. We'll get back to that. But Amar Rabbi Yavin Amar. So how did this Isha Shunamis know that he was kadosh? Rabbi Yavin Amar, Shlohi Bitba. He didn't gaze upon me. He didn't gaze upon me. Right? The Rambam, the others talk about, again, gazing. Gazing doesn't mean glancing. Doesn't mean Isser to look at a woman when one talks to her. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Hibit means gazing, even in English. Glancing, gazing, staring, right? All of those have different meanings. Hibit ma means for hana purposes, right? Looking for hana. The Rambam talks about this. In Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer also, but when the Shulchan Aruch, Rambam talks about this in Perachaf Aleph of Hilchas Yisurei Biyah, the Rambam says, all the way at the end, the Rambam says, Asur, Kalabala Erva, V'chulu, and here in Halacha Beis, V'asur, Aliyah L'Ariach, B'samim Shaleh, O Lahabit B'Yafya, Lahabit B'Yafya, but the context is, in a Kalas Rosh type of way, U'machin amiskavein L'dav, Zev, Makas Mardas, V'amistakal, V'il, B'es Maktanash, Elisha, V'niskavein Lehanos, right, so that's the context of Kalisha and others as well. So he didn't look at me. Rabbanan Amrin didn't stare at me. Rabbanan Amrin Shalorah Tipas Keri Miyamav. So Rabbanan say that she washed his linens and there was never any carry, meaning sometimes from a long trip, and the Gemara seems to say elsewhere that he might have been affected and he might have had some carry come out from him. Nope, none. Amsid Rabbi Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak Amra. She also said about her master, Min Yomi Lo Chamis Mila Bisha Almani Demar. I never saw a bad thing, literally, on the clothing, and I did the laundry. So also, there was never any carry. Ksiv, getting back to Gechazi before, Elisha's kadosh and not Gehazi. This is also quoted in the Bavli. Vayigash Gehazi lahadafa. When she came and she was very distressed, Gehazi pushed her away. But it uses an unusual lashon of lahadafa. Mao lahadafa. So we darshan doesn't just say lidachosa or something to push her away. Lahadafa. Amr of Yosi ben Chanina shenasan yado behold shebiyafya ben dadeha. Hadafa is like chod shebiyafya, her glory. Her glory are considered her breasts, and Gehazi pushed her away by touching them, and that showed that he was not a kadosh. Period. Let's just start the next minayin l'shnios. How do you know? Is there a makar? Is there a remez in the Torah for the shnios? Shnios l'arayas is the whole world of arayas, 20 or so arayas that were added on by the rabbanan. Minayin l'shnios. Rabbi Chuna Amar ha'el. So at the end of the arayas, it uses the lashon ha'el, not ha'ele. So ha'el is considered a strong lashon. Gias kala toivos ha'el asu, that they did all this. The carbon eight, the lashon chozik v'tokef kashos mikachi shlamatamiyat. So these are very serious arayas. Mashma that there are lowers the levels of arayas too, and that's going to be the shnios, which Brother Shem will get into next time. There's a lot here by Yisr mitzvahs or kedusha, but we will have to stop here.